Hello, this is Cody Sturge with the pastor at Chilhowee Baptist Church, and you're listening to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a radio ministry, podcast ministry of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. We're thankful that you've tuned in today as we're preaching through God's Word. We're praying God's Word will speak to your heart as it's preached and taught from the pulpit of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. So let's seek God's will. It's a good thing. It's good to include God in all of your plans. Don't forget it. It's good to include God in all your... Guess what? If you include God in your plans, it will keep you from going to a lot of places that'll cause you trouble. If you keep God in all of your plans, it will cause you to go to places that will help you. I'm confident it's God's will for his people to attend the meetings of the local church and to be an active part in a living, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Hey, look, it's good to include God in all of your plans. God's will will keep you away from places you shouldn't be. God's will will keep you in places that you should be. God's will keep you from watching things you shouldn't, experiencing things you shouldn't, and it will drive you to do things that you should. It's good to include God in all your plans. Therefore, verse number 17, look at it with me now. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I want you to look at the word knoweth with me for just a moment. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good. The second thing I want to bring to your attention tonight is this. It's good to learn what God says is good. It's good to learn what God says is good. Knoweth. Isn't it good to know God and his word? Oh, I'm so thankful that we get to know God and his word. I'm so thankful that God has made it possible that we can know his will, that we can know the way he thinks, that we can know what is important to him. I'm so thankful that God has made it clear that we can know what is sin and what is wrong, and we can know what is good and esteemed by God. We find that in his word. Oh, it's good. If we were just to take a minute and look back through this one chapter, James chapter number 4, which is loaded, there are so many things that we could learn. To stay away from worldliness, to stay in prayerfulness, to draw nigh to God, to resist the devil, to speak not evil one of another to your brethren. We can learn so many things. We can learn that it's good to include God in all your plans. It's a good thing to know God. It's a good thing to learn what God says is good. Now, this is so elementary, I know, but we have departed from this so much. If God says it's good and the law says it's okay, then it's probably fine. But if the law says it's okay and God says it's wrong, just because it's legal doesn't make it right, right? Aren't you glad that the legal code of the United States of Virginia is not our moral authority? It's not. And we should not get sucked in to believing that just because the law says it's good, that it is. I'll go a little further. Aren't you glad that the moral code for society is not dictated by Hollywood? I'm going to tell you, as far as I can tell, Hollywood is ruled and reigned and operated by the devil himself. I'm blown away. I try not to watch things that are bad or against God, but you can't even watch a commercial during a football or basketball game now without the media and Hollywood trying to force down your throat that things that God calls an abomination is good and right and pure and sweet and beautiful and bleh. That's my favorite Greek word for the week. Blech. Now listen, if you let culture and media and Hollywood and dictate what's righteous and good, you are going to fall headlong into sin and ruin your life because you are going opposite of your Creator. That's why it's so important that from the pulpit of this church, consistently and persistently, with a Christ-like loving spirit, God's word is explained, taught, applied, preached. Because our moral authority can be found nowhere but in God and His word. Nothing else. You see, it's good to learn what God says is good. You know what? You should seek to know the will of God because it's good to include God in your plans. But you should also seek to know God through His word. Every person on the sound of my voice should make it their priority to know and study and learn God's word. Immediately, you come up with an excuse, perhaps. I'm too busy. I don't read well, et cetera. Whatever excuse just popped into your head. Now look, you dismiss that. Because I'll tell you, there's all kinds of ways that we can help you learn more about Jesus. Preaching His word. This is an era. The bad of media and technology is real and rampant. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of good too. It's amazing to me all the godly content that we have the opportunity to expose ourselves to through the internet. That's wonderful. There's people watching this message right this moment all over the world, and I think that's awesome. It's great. Praise the Lord. And it'll be set up in a format where folks can hear it for years to come. They're interested in preaching of God's word. And you and I have an opportunity. We should seek to know God's word. It's good to learn what God says is good. If God says it's good, good. If God says it's bad, it's bad. You know what we're to do? Do good. The Bible says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. All right, thirdly, it's good to take personal responsibility to do good. Now, the Bible says to do good. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now, there are sins of commission. You've heard this before, most likely. There are sins of commission, sins that we do. Sins that we do, and we could come up with a list and poll the audience and come up with all kinds of things. Sins that we do. Now, there's a lot of people who are really making a strong emphasis on the sins that are done, and they say, I don't do that. I don't go there. I don't say that. I don't look at that. I don't do 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 that. But the Bible's not including or excluding, I should say, in this verse, or zeroing in on just the things that we do. The Bible says there are things that we know to do and should do, but we don't do. And the things we should do and know we should do that are right and we don't do, when we don't do that, that's sin. There are sins of commission that you do and sins of omission, things that you should do that you don't. Now we got to be careful. We got to be careful that we don't fall into the trap of purifying ourselves like Pharisees and say, I don't do, 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 I don't do. But we don't have love. I don't do this, but that's not the sin I commit, but we don't have love for the brother. We don't do the things that are right. We don't invest in what we should. So the Bible says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I remember quoting this verse one time to somebody, and I quoted it wrong. I know the Lord forgives you for that, and that's fine. And I'm sure we made the point, and it was effective because it's God's word. But you know how I quoted this one time? I hadn't looked at the reference lightly, and I said it like this. I said, "Therefore, to them that knoweth do good and doeth it not, to them it is sin." I did something that's forbidden. I messed up the pronouns. Instead of him, I said them. And I'll tell you, there's a big problem with that. You see, doing the right thing is not a group effort. Doing the right thing is individual. What's it say? It says it twice here. This word's repeated. Him, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Who's he talking about? You and me. Individually, it's good to take personal responsibility to do good. Whose responsibility is it to get you to church? It's yours. Whose responsibility is it for you to read God's word? It's yours. Whose responsibility is it to be working and investing and sharing the gospel with the lost? It's yours. You. Oh, we love to blame people. We love to make excuses that other folks have caused us from being able to do what's right. But the Bible says, therefore, to him, it's your responsibility. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Do good. Do good. You see, it's good to take personal responsibility to do good. How many of you in your heart, you know that you make excuses as to why you don't do what you're supposed to do? Me too. May the Lord help us. I know for a fact that the Lord has put this verse of Scripture in my heart. He's put it in my heart, and sometimes I wish it weren't there, because so many times I'm tempted to cut a corner, do things half. And God reminds me, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. It's good. It's good to take personal responsibility to do good. Now, I want you to ask the Lord something. Lord, what is it you'd have me take away from this text, from this message, from this sermon? What is it in my life that I've been neglecting? And whatever it is that God brings to your attention, do good. Do good. You'll be glad you did. How many of you found out there's lots of things in life that are good but are really hard? You ever notice that? They're really hard. How many of you ever been faced with something really hard, but then you finally started to do that thing was really hard, and you're really glad you did? It's how life is, right? I saw this the other day, and I thought it was really good. Eating healthy is hard. But obesity is hard. Choose your heart. Having a godly Christian home is hard. But divorce and turmoil is also hard. Choose your heart. Choose your heart. And I've never said one time that doing good and doing right and obeying God is easy. But I'll tell you, if you'll choose the hard that is good in the eyes of God, I'd be glad you did. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. Do good. Let's pray. Thank you for listening today to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a ministry of faith of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. For more Bible preaching, visit us at ChilhoweeBaptistChurch.com or download our app wherever you get your apps, Chilhowee Baptist Church. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day.